Melissa's giving you a hard time?
Yeah, super hard time.
Wendy, why don't you throw them out? Go.
Sometimes. Yeah? Only sometimes, but most of the time they throw me out of the box.
Yeah, they come back.
Mm. I call them back.
Yes. So today, only questions. If you have something, yeah, you want to know, you want to ask, you have some troubles with your practice. Yeah? No? No? Try it. Ella?
No questions.
No questions, huh? I'm sure she has lots of questions. Yeah? That was a very short meeting. Today I don't have anything to say. Yeah?
Reminders are always very good.
A reminder is always
kickstart every so often.
A reminder is always very good, yeah. So why are we here on earth? Why are we in the form that we are? Yeah? Ask yourself, what is the purpose of your life? This hopefully gives you some motivation. And then look at your life from the time of birth. Yeah? Going through, learning to walk, learning to talk, go back in memory. Huh? Because if you don't stop in this life, there will be another life, and another life, and another life. And then you have to learn to walk, then you have to learn to talk, then you have to go to school to learn to think. Before you can use this body. Huh? Remember the time, huh? 15 years, 16 years, yeah? And then if you're old enough, then remember the time that you just could use it for 30 or 40 years with full power. Not with full power. Yeah? Maybe only 10 years with full power, and from then on, you know, with half power or 70% and then 75 until 45, you know, things start falling apart. Just like an old car, yeah? It runs for a few years very well, and then it starts to go, and then we start needing to put it to the workshop, yeah? And that's the same with the body. You know, we need to put it to the workshop. We don't call it workshop, we call it doctor, yeah? Or hospital. And then they change this, you know, they open up this body, you know, and look what is inside. And then repair this and repair that, just like when you open up a car, yeah? We look, you know, where's the wrong, why does it not work very well, and then we replace, you know, an old fuse or whatever it is, yeah? Or a pipe, water pipe, or brake pipe, yeah? And the same with us, yeah? Some people need to, you know, to repair their arteries, yeah? They go to the heart because they are clocked. Yeah? Some, you know, I mean, clocked in the brain, some are clocked in the... Oh. So many things, yeah? And why do we put up with it? Because we never reflect upon it. Huh? We just use it until, you know, there's no more breath, and then we want to use it another way. Time. And then we want to be born again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Huh? With no end inside. Unless we follow the teaching of the Lord Buddha and make an end to it. At home in our nice, cozy, you know, room, yeah, with the fire on, with the bed nearby, that's not the way. when you look at the stories of the Arahants here in Thailand, I mean, they train themselves so harshly. Yeah? And the harsher we train ourselves, I mean, the more we see the kleshas coming up. They don't like anything that is called discomfort. Yeah? The moment there is discomfort about this, about the weather, about the food, about this or that, yeah? I mean, they complain. Yeah? And they complain all the time. Yeah? Never heard them complaining. I don't like this, I don't like that. You know, why is it not like this? Why is it not like this? Would be nice if it would be like this, you know. Constantly complaining, yeah? And we... What do we do? How do we react? Yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord. You're right. I need some warmer clothes, yeah? I need some better food, yeah? I need some better bed, you know? I mean, a more comfortable bed, yeah? And so on, and so on, and so on, yeah? And we put up with it. Instead of throwing out these hooligans, huh? They are called kilesas, yeah? I call them hooligans, yeah? You know what hooligans nowadays, we know what hooligans are. Huh? Wherever they go, you know, they tear up the place, yeah? And if the hooligans of our heart, you know, they constantly tear up our heart. That's why we're not happy. Yeah? If you throw out these hooligans, you know, then we are happy. Yeah? I mean, if you ever fight against hooligans, you know, I mean, it is quite tough. Yeah? Yeah? They don't go, you know, say, please go, yeah? You think they go? No. You have to take a big club, you know, I mean, to chase them out, yeah? And when they come, you know, you have to cut their head off so that they can't come again. And that's the same thing that we do with the kilesa. The moment they lurk in through the window or through the door, you know, I mean, we take a sharp knife, you know, and cut off their head, yeah? And then they can't come in. No? But first we have to fight them, yeah? To make them smaller, yeah? So that we can cut them off, yeah? In the beginning they are too big, you know? They are monsters. Yeah? Drag us around, yeah? No? Never seen them? No? So, how do we make them smaller? Refuse to give in to their wishes and demands. That's how we can make them smaller. Yeah? Once they are small enough, then through investigation, you know, what is the root, where are they coming from, then we burn their house. Yeah? And once we burn their house, you know, while they're in, you know, they don't come back again. Yeah.
I can't seem to get a handle on Sanya Sankara, the combination of both. Sankara comes up so quickly, and Sanya seems to come in.
It is there all at the same time.
No,
I mean,
my knowing that it's
yeah, yeah.
It comes in, but it's getting faster where I go, oh, Sanya Sankara, Udo, 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 Sanya Sankara.
Joanne, we are still with the body.
Pardon?
We are still with the body.
Yes.
Yes.
That too.
Yes, that too, yeah. You really can't investigate, you know, Sanya Sankara, you can see them coming up, you know, and then, yeah. But you can't investigate unless you have not thoroughly investigated the body until this greed and this hate, you know, this longing for, and the, you know, the aversion of, yeah, has gone, has stopped, yeah. And then, only then can you see and investigate the delusion, yeah. And the delusion is within Sanya and Sankara, within the thought formation and memories, association. I mean, it's so difficult. Remember, you know, I mean, Lungta Mahabor himself, you know, explained, you know, his sati was, yeah, I mean, he trained, samadhi, you know, like a madman, yeah, sitting from 6 o'clock in the evening through to 6 o'clock in the morning, yeah, 12 hours without moving, for 5 years until Lungpuman said, okay, now it's time to investigate, yeah. And then he did the investigation of the body, and he was within 8 months, you know, he was finished with the investigation of the body. And then he said, The investigation of the delusion of Sanya Sankara, yeah, I mean, took him 2.5 years. With his sati? Bye bye. See you next slide. And he explained it so clearly, and it is so obvious, because you really can't see, because, I mean, the kilesa, the delusion is pushing, you know, greed and hate in front of us, so that we really can't see who is behind, who is pushing the strings, or who is pulling the strings.
You can understand who's pushing this.
Yes, sometimes you see it, you know. But our main focus, you know, and that's why I want to direct you back, you know, our main focus is the body, and we don't like to do the body investigation because it is very unpleasant. You know? That's why we try to, you know, to sneak around, yeah, and do our mental formations. Yeah?
Should I only do 2 or 3 hours?
What?
I only do 2 or 3 hours of body investigation.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, if your sati is good, you know, you can do more. Yeah.
Okay.
My sati was quite good, you know. So when I came in to Bantat, you know, I mean, body investigation was my main topic. Yeah. And I just rested for 1 or 2 hours in samadhi, and 10 hours, and I did body investigation. That depends on, you know, your sati. Yeah. If you see through, yeah, if you can see through, you know, then, you know, I mean, you can do as long as you can see through. But once the mind gets tired, then rest it in samadhi. But for normal people, you know, I mean, half an hour or even 1 hour of body investigation is already quite a heavy load on them, yeah. Because the sati and samadhi is not really that good, yeah. And we need the samadhi, otherwise it is just thinking, yeah. And thinking doesn't solve any problems. Denke nicht gedacht zu haben, denn das Denken der Gedanken ist gedankenloses Denken. Ah, schon mal gehört? Dann hast du es jetzt gehört. Sehr schön, eine deutsche Sprache, herrliche Sprache, eine tolle Sprache. Don't think that you thought because thinking is thoughtless thinking. Something like that. I need some German to translate it into proper English. It's very nice. It sounds very nice in German, yeah. But how to sound it in English, I don't know. Okay, so. Yeah, I mean, it's hard work, yeah. And we are not too old, and we are not too young, you know, to do the work, yeah. Yeah? I mean, we can do it until our last breath, Alice, yeah. She just woke up. We can do the work, you know, samadhi and investigation until our last breath, yeah, and then hopefully, you know, we continue in our next life with the investigation and samadhi. Yeah?
My wish is to.
What?
My wish is to dive in.
In samadhi, yeah, or in investigation. That is even better. When we do body investigation while we are dying, you know, I mean, then we see the breakup of the body, yeah? Mm. That's quite helpful. Mm. And some people can even make it then to Sotapanna at that stage. But don't speculate. Already see some, oh yeah, let's and then do. Because the pain is there, you know, and when you see, you know, how pain is destructive, yeah? Huh? I mean, if you're happy with pain, whatever, you know, how long you sit, you know, and you can deal with pain, yeah, then you can wait until you die and see the disintegration of the body, and at that time, you know, might become a sotapanna. Hmm? But don't speculate, because the pain is quite immense, yeah? Okay, so. No more? Yeah?
Can I still ask? Or?
As long as there is no sexual desire distracting in samadhi practice, shall we, can we just wait with body investigation?
No.
Or shall we just do all the
The body investigation is a tool that we have to develop to the point that at any moment, at any given moment, for instance, when sexual desire comes, it suddenly comes, then we have to use this tool. The tool has to be always at hand. So we need to have this tool always, we can always draw it, out of our pocket, whenever we need it, and that's why we need to develop it.
Like,
you don't have to, you just have to be able to pull up these images, the loathsome images,
But if that's possible, then it's pleasant.
For the moment, but I would still suggest, 1 hour of body contemplation, but not, you don't have to do the inside of the body, I mean, just, see, which body part is the body, Just put it in front of you and look at it, That's always helpful. I mean, the first stage for Sotapanna is see that we are not the body. We don't yet have to go into the loathsomeness of the body. Because the Sotapanna is still in choice. Still in choice life. We still can marry, still have sex, and so on. All these pleasures, But he is not, he is not bound, to go to hell. And he understands that he's not the body, and because he understands that he's not the body, he doesn't do any grave karma. He still doesn't do a lot of karma, but he doesn't do any grave karma, that leads him down to hell.